Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, it's because I...
What you doing? You all right? I've had those moments a couple times today.
I reached over to turn my mic on, and when I did, so on our mic base is an on button, an off button, and a cough button, and right next to the on off button is the volume knob. And so when I went to push on, because I got this clanky ass ring on, I'm still getting used to, the ring caught the volume knob and turned it all the way down, but I didn't know that happened, so my headphones just cut off completely, and I had a we'll call it a mild anxiety attack there for just a second.
It was fun to watch. I'm glad
panic.
You guys got
full,
to see
full
it.
Wholesale panic. Wholesale panic. I don't know.
I've done that every time I've read the Sports Flash. So, I mean.
I don't know if we're back on the air yet. We're just going to continue to press on as if we are.
Hey, by the way, you keep doing because of new technology and how things work, we are live on the Odyssey app.
We are live always. On the Odyssey app always.
So if we're not on the air, we're on the Odyssey app. So tune into that, or you can watch us on stream.
Yes, indeed. Hey, 8 o'clock. You know what we do at 8 o'clock? I know what we do at 8 o'clock. I know it's been a week and a half. We do the audio blitz. It's the best sound that we found over the past couple of days across all of social media. Let us begin with this one. Baker Mayfield has been having a season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Relax, Aaron Andrews. I also want to hear what Baker Mayfield had to say. Baker was talking to EA after the game was over. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers knock off the Philadelphia Phillies, and EA had some questions for the Bake Show. Now, why are you playing this, Rob? That's boring. Yeah, no, I know. It's not that I played it for. It's for the third question in this baby interview.
There wasn't a lot of coaches speaking there. Man, no. He is very praiseworthy.
Sounds like a grown-up quarterback. Sounds like a mature quarterback. Sounds like a quarterback who gets it. Doesn't sound like the fun-loving Baker Mayfield that we've all come to know and love as Baker! And then EA asked her final question, and Baker went Baker. Baker Mayfield suffering from a condition that we all know, we all love around the South, that condition known affectionately as swamp ass.
Unfortunately, a lot of us are feeling that every night when we're trying to, or when we go home because we have no power and no air, and it's just like, yeah.
Some of us with chronic cases of the swamp ass right now. Baker Mayfield suffering the swamp ass immensely down in Tampa Bay, Florida. That wasn't the only audio that Baker Mayfield was involved with. See, Baker Mayfield was talking a little bit about this game before the game started, and Baker Mayfield was asked, hey, talk to us a little bit about your personality and your role as a leader. And he made this comment with great anticipation. Now, you heard...
That wasn't Baker Mayfield.
Nah, it wasn't. It was a play-by-play guy reading Baker's quote. All right, he said, hey, they just brought me in here to remind the boys of the joy of the footballs, to have some fun, to enjoy ourselves a little bit. And the play-by-play guy, went to his color commentator, one Thomas Wayne Christopher Alfred Brady the 16th. Okay? And Brady, for some reason, decided that this was like a personal shot at him. And, well, ugh. Wasn't that painful? Wasn't that painful? Shut up, Tom.
That is the most emotion he showed in the booth so far. And you can, I'm surprised we didn't hear a whole lot of. Because that's what is very, very. I can't believe she said that.
You guys. You guys know I love Tom Brady. All right. I'll be the first to admit I was a Brady guy because, as I've said, with the exception of Lonzo, every one of us wanted to be Tom Brady before Tom Brady was.
I am not alone in my thoughts.
Very few guys wanted to grow up to be a multi-time Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl MVP, date the hottest women in the world, marry them, et cetera, et cetera. None of us wanted that, right? That's a crazy thought. No, we all wanted to be Tom Brady.
No, he went to Michigan. No.
With the exception of Lonzo and probably a few other Buckeye fans. The point here is I love Tom Brady, but Tom, shut the hell up, dude. Stop it. All right? It is wonderful. That's how you attack the game. And it very clearly
works.
You
know what intensity is? It's throwing my iPad and showing everybody this is how an adult is.
This whole... if you don't do it my way, you're doing the wrong way thing is dumb. And I will tell you right now, as a member of the not one time, not two time, but three time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio, the show a year award winning team, I promise you, I've been told a lot of times throughout my career, Rob, the way you do radio is dumb and bad. All right? I've been told that a lot of times.
That still happens. I still get told that
a lot of times.
It still happens.
Rob, the way you do radio is dumb and bad, and yet here Zoe and I sit just dripping with crystal trophies from the South Carolina Broadcasters
Association. Bling is real, yo.
Shut up, Tom. All right? It's great that it worked for you. Some people like to enjoy things. Some people like to have fun when they do the thing that they do. I like to have fun when I do the thing that I do, and we're the Tom Brady of local sports talk radio.
Listen,
so
intensity does have its place. It's funny they just showed Tom Brady.
Yeah, they really
have. Intensity has its place, but dude, you're not on the field anymore, and there's you probably thought that actually Baker's doing something you couldn't do lately, and that's win with this team.
I mean. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. Brady does have 7 rings.
Yeah, so, and he got a Super Bowl there. He did, and then the team was pretty mediocre after that and barely won the South and shouldn't have, I mean, because what were their records each year after? I mean, it was not good.
Point here is, shut up, Tom. Florida State took on Southern Methodist University down in Dallas, Texas this past weekend. Things are real, real bad in Tallahassee, Florida. The Noles are now 1-4 after getting hammered on the road by the Stangs.
They won a game?
They did. I cannot remember who it was against.
I don't remember them winning a game.
They did. It was against the Cupcake. Was it? Okay. Cal. They beat Cal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they beat Cal. And nobody else. So here we are. The Noles down 28-16 at the beginning of the fourth quarter. SMU waiting on a replay challenge to see if they have scored a touchdown to go up 35-16. Spoiler alert, they did. But that's not the audio. I want you to listen real closely. Not to the announcers talking about the replay. I want you to listen to the background, specifically the sounds of the SMU Mustang Band playing in the background. It's pretty good. In the background, you can hear the SMU marching band playing a sad war chant, and it's the funniest damn thing I've ever heard a band do.
It was so flaccid. That's what I was thinking. That's exactly. That's trolling.
Yeah.
To such a
spectacular.
We're going to play your song, but play it really bad on purpose.
My favorite part was the emphasis in the middle on the tubas when they went. It's the best thing. I laughed so hard when I heard that for the first time. Absolutely spectacular. Kentucky beat Ole Miss, and the Kentucky fans were having a wonderful time on social media after they put down Joey Freshwater.
That was my Uncle Calvin.
Let me tell you what they done.
That sounds like all my family reunions, because all my family's from Kentucky. then they moved to Ohio, and all my generation is from Ohio. But that's a family reunion right there.
Let me tell you what they done. Ladies and gentlemen, the newest addition to the Rob Brown soundboard.
Then he broke out the banjos and brought out some food, and it was a good time.
Let me give you another one that has made its way to the Rob Brown soundboard. The New Orleans Saints lost the heartbreaker 26-24, your final on the road at the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. The Saints.
You okay? You all right?
No, I'm not.
Because that was rough for
no,
you.
No, I'm not good.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm all not right. good. Yeah, this little beauty of a sound clip comes from the HTM radio show down in New Orleans, Louisiana, baby. And that's what the funny accent's going to be in this video. This is an online radio show that takes reaction calls from Saints fans. And, Saints fans were not feeling great yesterday. Not great, Bob.
All right, for a moment, I thought that was Matt Mann from down the hall. The first part of the guy doing the interview. Not the other guy.
No, that's a
that's Fat Boy.
That's a young fella down in New Orleans, Louisiana, done hooked up to his internet to be sad with his friends. And ladies and gentlemen, the second newest addition to the Rob Brown soundboard.
Yeah, but your team's pretty good. So when are you actually going to be able to play that?
We're 2-2.
You're not Carolina, though.
Any comment, random Panthers fan?
When do they play the Panthers again? That's coming up, right?
November 3rd, and I'm not going to lie to you.
Fear the rifle. I'm still going to call him the rifle. Fear the rifle.
I'm terrified we're losing that game. I'm terrified I'm going to take my ass up to Charlotte, North Carolina. The wife wants to go. I'm like, good, I might need you there as my therapist because I'm terrified we're going to lose. And if we lose to Carolina, Rashad Beard is going to be absolutely insufferable. And I'm terrified of it because the New Orleans Saints. John Kruk calls Philadelphia Phillies games on NBC Philadelphia up in, well, this may shock you, Philadelphia. John Kruk is a former Philadelphia Philly who has exactly and precisely zero to give on the radio. John Kruk was deep in a game for the Phillies when he noticed in the box next to him, that's where the organist plays. Right? Well, the organist had brought like 3 or 4 kids, I assume, like maybe his son and some friends or whatever, into that box to hang out and watch the game.
Is that organ like above? Is the dude really short playing the organ the way he did that?
I don't know how organs work. So these kids were in the box. They're having a good time while whoever is playing the organ. Kruk decides to kill some time. He's going to have a little fun with these kids. So he leaned over and this happened. John Kruk leaned over, scared the daylights out of this poor kid. They kept putting him on camera. The kid after that was just like staring straight ahead until Kruk eventually leaned out and gave him a thumbs up. But my favorite part was that my dude on play-by-play gave us this gem.
I thought there was a pitch clock. I thought things went faster. How'd they have that much time in between pitches?
I don't know.
That was a lot of time.
That's the beauty and the art of John Kruk.
I will say,
my man literally started the clip by saying, "I'm gonna scare this kid. I've got nothing better to do." He is on national television calling a game live and in process, and he goes, "I got nothing better to do. I'm gonna lean over and screw with this kid."
Baseball announcers are so good, though, because they're just able to do that and the 1-1 pitch and then go back to whatever they're doing.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, as a dude who can, well, likes to think that he can play-by-play any sport.
Number two, baby. Number two right over there.
I am the second best sports broadcaster in the state, according to the SCBA. Somebody who can call play-by-play for just about any sport. Baseball is my favorite because it is the one sport where you are expected to actually have a personality. Like, it's the one where you have to be 85% entertainer and 15% play-by-play guy. Like, that's most baseball. Baseball is arguably the easiest sport to play-by-play But it's the hardest to do because you've got to be an entertainer. 85% of the game, you've got to be able to talk about everything else that ain't baseball happening. And then occasionally... Hey, all these clips go together. Here's my take on the New Orleans Saints versus the Atlanta Falcons. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
This is wimpy, man. You should look at it.
No, explain to the people what it is that you just said.
I know I'm breaking the 8 seconds, but you know, I'm probably going to be in trouble for something anyway.
You already did it.
Yeah, there's a poop.
Explain to the people.
There's a poop cano. That's how it was being described by people on the ground in China where they were working on a sewer pipe, I guess, and it exploded and it spewed the poo all over the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Saturday I ask, would you be willing to have that happen to you? To have your power turned back on right now.
Mm-mm.
And everybody said yes. There was no one who said no, that if I recall.
I'm saying no.
I can wash that off. So right now, if the poop cano were to go off and cover you in the feces, you can wash off the feces.
Time out on this.
And then you have your electric back right now.
I need it known right now. I need it known that this is a Lonzo conversation, not a Rob conversation. Rob didn't bring this up. Rob is not in charge of the poop NATO conversation.
It was a Kano. Poop Kano.
Sorry, Poop Kano.
Yeah.
I didn't bring this up.
It's a legitimate story. I even sent you the video, but you won't watch it.
I'm not ready. I'm not mentally prepared. All right. I gotta get there. I'm not there yet.
Wow, there are things it's one thing that, you know, this player's knee turned backwards. You know, I got to prepare for that.
I can't do that either.
Yeah, I will watch that accidentally, but never on purpose. But this, I mean, it's a legitimate news story, and it's something that so text line 71307, if you could, if you'd had to endure the poop cano for just like a minute or so to get your power back on right now, would you do it? Because I would, and Rob would not.
No, Rob would not.
You don't care about your power.
My water heater's gas. I got hot water. I'm good.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't take the cold plunge this morning like I did.
I'd be dirty.
At 3-something a.m. And it's like, oh, I am so awake right now.
I see you, James. I see what you did there. No. I'm good. I'm good. I'll just be hot a couple more nights. That's all. Anyway, hey, as a heads up.
They're working on our signal.
They're working on it.
Yeah, we're getting some replies from engineering that is very busy. So
very busy.
If you're hearing this.
Congrats.
Which I think is funny.
Elite club.
If you're hearing this, because, you know, you're obviously hearing this.
Hey, you know who I did not get to in the audio blitz?
Ooh.
Well, let's start with Carolina-Cincinnati. This happened.
And they threw the ball away. I mean, listen, be, understand your situation. You just scored your very first NFL. Hopefully you got it back. I don't know if you got it back or not. This happens in Kansas City all the time, and Patrick Mahomes always goes and gets the ball and gives it to the receiver.
Well, that's because Patrick Mahomes is the best of us.
Aliens
show up tomorrow and they're like, take us to your leader, bring him to Pat.
No, I'm gonna say to Mark Ryan. That's, and there he is, go to Detroit. That's our leader right there. But that's just me.
So Xavier Leggett,
I hope there's no probing. That's all I'm saying. I hope
that's why you'd send him. Xavier Leggett scores his first NFL touchdown and very unique Selly. As he gets TD number one, as Lonzo points out, gets rid of the football and then pretends to ride an imaginary horse around the back of the end zone. He was talking after the game with Carla Metz Gebhardt of Charlotte Sports Live. And Miss Charla Metz Gebhardt asked him,
why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up with the celly, bro. Protect this man at all cost. All right. If anybody ever comes for Xavier Leggett, I want the National Guard called out. No. I want the National Guard and the Army and the Navy and the Air Force and the Marines and every other clandestine militaristic organization that we have. I need them all there to protect this man from any and all threats that may ever be levied against him. He is an icon. He is a legend.
Yeah, that sort of thing gets you kicked off the PGA Tour, according to Happy Gilmore, I think. I mean, you know.
I'd hit it off Frankenstein's fat foot.
Yeah.
Xavier Leggett riding the imaginary horse Dollar Bill
I'm glad he got a name for it. I mean, so I get that really is his horse, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah. You know what? I respect the man paying homage to his actual horse. What a dude. What a guy. What a bro.
I think the horse was watching.
What a bro. You know, Dollar Bill was watching from the stable. You know, Dollar Bill, what an incredible moment! Hey, we got to take a break because John Blau with the Post and Courier stops by to talk Clemson football next. It's Rob, it's Lonzo, it's you, it's the Rob Brown Show, it's the Fan Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to tell you about our friends at Mad World. The spooky season is officially here. October is tomorrow, dudes, which means the spooky season is not coming. It's here. It's now. It's time. And Mad World is ready to welcome you in. Mad World is so much more than just a haunted house and trail, which it's incredible, by the way, over a mile of haunted trail and haunted house with some of the best actor scenes, props, and effects you will ever experience. Voted annually one of the top 10 haunted attractions in America, the number one haunted attraction in South Carolina. But there's bonfires and food and drinking and music and all kinds of axe throwing, mini golf. It is fun for the whole family. And if you head to Mad World, the whole family will indeed have fun. Go to madworldattractions.com, madworldattractions.com, and pick up your tickets today. Don't wait until Halloween. Go to Mad World now. Go multiple times. You're going to love it and see some new stuff and experience some stuff every single time. madworldattractions.com. It's the 2024 edition of Mad World. If you come to a traffic light that is not lit up, it is a four-way stop. Stop. Okay? Every time. Not when the car ahead of you stops.
Wait. If I'm on a main road, that means I just keep going. Right?
Not when the car next to you stops. Not just because you think the side roads. Just stop. It's a four-way stop. It's a stop sign, okay? An out traffic light is a stop sign. I feel like a frustrated driver's ed teacher right now because I drove here this morning, and all of the lights that I crossed, with the exception, were like, there was one. I was coming down Wade Hampton this morning at, I don't know, I came in way early because I got a week's worth of work to catch up on. I was here at like 3:30 this morning. And on the drive here at 3:30 in the morning, I stop at a light on Whitehampton. Four-way stop, because that's what you do. And I stop, and there's a car behind me laying on the horn. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't care. I don't care. It's a stop. It's a stop sign. Treat it like a stop sign, okay? We're gonna keep saying that until every light in the upstate of South Carolina is back on.
Which would be awesome if that were today.
For sure.
Those guys are working really hard to get those lights back on so people don't have a chance to beep their horn for something like that.
Be patient. Be patient, be patient, be patient, be patient, be patient. Okay? Be patient. All right. We'll left for John Blau again later on. Unfortunately, not able to get in touch with him, but I also know, as there are for many, 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 many of us, a lot going on out there. So we'll see if we can get John Blau back on or maybe reschedule him later on in the week. I'll let you know when we find out about that. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit about the Clemson Tigers. Start with this. One of the things that I don't just think, but I think a lot of you have been thinking for the past couple of years, that's been going wrong for Clemson, is that the offense was stale and predictable, and the big play had effectively vanished from the arsenal. Guess what? It's back. Big play's back. The ability. Would Clemson have like three touchdown drives of four plays or less? Big play's back. They're able to go deep. I am now even more than I already was subscribed to the conspiracy theory that last year and at the beginning of this year, highly sought after offensive coordinator Garrett Riley was being held back by Dabo Swinney. I already subscribed to, now I am very committed to, the conspiracy theory that he brought in Garrett Riley to freshen up the offense. We have said, I don't know how many times we've pointed out that when Garrett Riley showed up, that Dabo Swinney said, we did not bring Garrett Riley to Clemson to run the Garrett Riley offense. We brought Garrett Riley to Clemson to run the Clemson offense. And when that got said, we talked about it on the show. And I said, I'm actually a little apprehensive about that from one Dabo Swinney, because why in the world would you bring a guy that was sought after by every single team that had an offensive coordinator opening? Why would you bring that guy in and go, we're glad you're here, don't change nothing. We're glad you're here, do what we do, not what you do. That seems silly. That seems pointless, right? And then last year, the offense just kind of, it was just kind of, just kind of was what it was. And then at the beginning of this year, it was just kind of, okay. It just kind of was what it was. And then.
So maybe K got better. I know what you're going to do, but maybe this is all on K. Maybe K, something clicked.
Here's the thing.
Or maybe it's competition. It could be that too.
The more that I went back after the Appalachian State game, the game where it looked like maybe Clemson found a little something. After the Appy State game, I said, let me go back and look at the progression of one Cade Klubnik over the past couple of years. And I think if you go back and you look at the play selection, not the execution, the selection, the actual formations that are involved, the actual passing tactics that are involved, the route trees that are being run, et cetera, I think you can see a pretty empirical difference. I think you can see from Appy State forward to this past weekend, I actually think you can see a pretty big difference in the way the plays are called, what plays are called, how the plays are called, when the plays are called. And I think the offense has opened up. I think you're seeing more deep routes. I think you're seeing more deep crossing patterns.
Is it possible that all those things are opening up because Cade is finally getting what they're trying to do on offense and is able to make those plays be successful?
Or is the opposite possible? Are you able to start going to those, or is Cade starting to look that way because you've actually given him an offense to work within and not ask him to do the same six things? And oh, by the way, the same six things over and over that every defense you play has seen for the past 4 years.
All right, you're being very anti-Dabo right now. I want you to know that.
No, I'm not.
It's coming across very anti-Dabo. I don't want you to end up on message boards or something.
I will
again.
See you on TigerNet. All right? See you there. This is not anti-Dabo. In fact, quite the opposite. If my conspiracy theory is true, It's actually very pro-Dabo. It's pro-Dabo in making the realization, making the switch, handing over the controls, and then getting out of the way once those controls are being operated. See, because you go back to last year, especially in the midst of that early portion of the slide last year, and it felt like in low-pressure situations, it felt like the offense was a little bit more open, but whenever the gas got cranked up a little bit, it felt like Clemson kind of fell back a little bit into the comfort zone. This year, against Appy State, low-pressure situation, right? It opened up. The offense opened up. All of a sudden, Clemson's putting up 50-plus points in the first half. All of a sudden, it felt like that offense looked like a little bit more than just the regular offense. It felt like things were pointing in an upward trajectory. And then I thought, all right, well, are we gonna see that continue? Are we going to see this offense when you get up against NC State, the meat and taters of the ACC slate? And the answer was yeah. And that's why Clemson dropped 59 on the head of the Wolfpack. This was supposed to be Dave Doran's best Wolfpack team yet. Clemson put up 59 on him. Then you got Stanford. And again, Stanford's not a good team, but they are, and Dabo collectively and correctly described them as, a very gritty football team. A football team that maybe not the most talented in the world. I'm saying that, not Dabo Swinney. But maybe not the most talented football team in the world in terms of raw athleticism. But a team that is absolutely not afraid of a little bit of contact. A team that is absolutely not afraid to go up against teams that are athletically more inclined than them and give you all that you can handle and hope you make a couple of mistakes. Hope you tighten up a little bit. Hope you screw the pooch, give a couple of turnovers, and maybe they can snipe you, right? Clemson stayed wide open. 40 points on Stanford, and to be honest with you, it probably could have been more because Cade had in that first half, if I recall correctly, I think two passes where he underthrew wide receivers that would have been tutties if he'd have put it on a rope.
I just want to ask again, do you think that an opponent is making them look better than what they are?
With Stanford, there is absolutely a possibility of that. Not against NC State. And again, I'm not arguing. I think I got tricked by NC State. There's a couple of teams that I nailed it, and there's a couple of teams I got tricked by. This is the same NC State team.
All right, you got to stop doing it with the North Carolina team, because last year, was it North Carolina? It was one of the North Carolina teams.
That was North Carolina.
They get you every year. Just leave North Carolina alone as far as football goes.
Look, I'm not going to. And again, I'd also like to point out that NC State has two losses, and they're both to top 20 teams. Sorry. They're both the top 21 teams. Clemson was 21 when they dropped 59 on them. Tennessee was 14, and now Tennessee's a top five team, right? So they've lost to two undefeated teams and two undefeated teams that find themselves moving closer and closer game by game to a playoff spot. Clemson is now 15 in the AP poll. Tennessee is number four. So technically, NC State has lost to two top 15 teams and won their other three games. Granted, the other three games were against Western Carolina, Louisiana Tech, and the mighty Northern Illinois Huskies. But I would also like to point out, when you talk about NC State, that's the same Northern Illinois team that went to South Bend, Indiana, and knocked off the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, right? That's not a bad Northern Illinois team. So NC State, let me correct what I said. NC State, well, not correct because I didn't really say this, but just clarify in case anybody thought I did. NC State ain't bad. They ain't bad, all right? I don't think they're a playoff contender, but they're a good little football team, and Clemson smacked them in the mouth and frankly probably left 14 to 21 points on the field.
All right, so true competition. When is the first time? I mean, obviously, Georgia was definitely true competition for Clemson. When's the next time they play true competition?
November 2nd against Louisville.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
I say that.
So if they do that against them, then it's a different story.
I say that while also having to keep crystal clear, Notre Dame beat the hell out of Louisville this week. 31-24, but that score was closer than is indicated.
Last I checked, that's like 7 points. That's
here's the, but it's one of those ones where Louisville got some points late that, like, okay, cool, good job, congratulations, you know, points, these points don't matter.
Did they pull the Stars?
I would say this. I don't know because I didn't have power, so I was listening to the results on the radio. Okay. I'm going to be real. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. When I get my power back, I got a lot of football to catch up on. All right. I have listened to more football on the radio in the past 4 days than I have in the past 4 years combined. And that's as a radio guy. Y'all, I've been listening to sports as if it's 1937. Yeah, but here comes Clemson Tigers out on the football field. They're hosting.
Come on. Don Munson does an amazing job.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
So don't make fun of him. Now, some other teams.
Coming up this afternoon, the Atlanta Braves hosting the New York Mets. Winner of this game heads into the playoffs. Here's Hammer and Max Fried getting Spencer Schwellenbach, the rookie with a funny last name out there on the bump for the Atlanta Braves.
I don't know what you're saying because I think radio broadcasts do it better. And this is why you need to share this radio show with everyone you know.
Please and thank you. I got a lot of football to catch up on. Here's what I'm going to say. You got Louisville. And then you got South Carolina.
That's it.
And that's it. You got Florida State this weekend, which preseason this was going to be blockbuster.
It was.
Clemson's going to beat Florida State by 90. That team is the definition of sucks. I mean, it's just bad, and it's sad war chant sounds coming out of Tallahassee. You know what? Let's look up, just because I'm curious. I know we got to get to the Flash.
Well, I wonder if Clemson will get a coach fired after that. I know you don't think he'll get fired, but
Clemson 14.5-point favorites over Florida State.
That's it.
Take my house, take my mortgage, take my car note, take Lonzo's entire fortune, put it all on Los Tigres. They're winning this game. I'm not kidding. They're winning this game by 35. There's no chance Florida State even. Hey, listen.
Glad you threw my 50 cents in there because
the total on this game is 47. Clemson might score 47 by themselves. I'm not kidding. Clemson might score 47 by themselves. This team stinks. So you got Louisville and you got South Carolina. And that's it. Now.
And before the season, saying South Carolina would have been like, yeah, you can't really put them in there. But we've seen how they've played. So.
4-1. Their only loss is to a top 16 LSU.
They should have won that game.
That's exactly and precisely right. LSU now 13 in the rankings, and they should have won that game. They're 3-1, only lost to a top now 14 LSU team, a game they lost by 3 and shouldn't have lost. I agree with Lonzo. I'm going to tell you what, you're going to learn a hell of a lot about South Carolina this Saturday with Ole Miss coming to town because Ole Miss ain't played nobody, Paul! And they went out there and they got smoked by a Kentucky team that South Carolina beat 31-6 on the road. Now,
Kentucky looked mean. They looked like that team that played Georgia and should have beat Georgia. So, yeah.
I think they were a little mad about the South Carolina game, and I think they took it out on Ole Miss. Maybe it's just me.
Well, they played Georgia before they played, didn't they?
Yes, but that was Georgia.
Okay.
Also, holy crap, we still got to talk Georgia, Alabama.
Georgia, who are they? How are they still ranked as high as they are?
Still ranked.
I'm upset about the rankings, but that's fine.
Guess what we're talking about when we come back after Lonzo does this Sports Flash?
Wow. All right, this is going to be confusing because it's confusing to me, but it's not confusing to Rob, so I'm going to say it the way they wrote
it. Braves win, they're in.
There we go. That would have been the easiest way to do it, but there is more stuff to say. The Atlanta Braves and New York Mets will make up a doubleheader that was rained out last week by Hurricane Helene with two playoff spots to be awarded between three eligible teams. Game one will be at 1:10 this afternoon, with game two following at 4:40. Whichever team wins game one will be awarded the second wildcard seed. If the losing team wins game two, then they will get the final seed. If one team is swept, the final seed will go to the Arizona Diamondbacks, as both New York teams, both New York and Atlanta, own tiebreakers over the Diamondbacks. Hey, make sure you tune in this Friday for the Burns Rebels as they take on Riverside at 7 o'clock right here on The Fan Upstate.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.